Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings and greetings, blessed souls, Don Zuzi Goldman, and we're live because we want to thrive in Torah Chaim, eternal instructions of life, Torah Chesed, eternal instructions of kindness, V'Torah Rachamim, eternal instructions of mercy, because this is the time. This is the month of mercy, blessed souls. We're now in the ninth day of the Hebrew month of Elul. Elul in the Hebrew is spelled as Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, and it's an acronym for the expression Ani LeDodi UDodi Li. I am for my beloved one is for me. And at a superficial glance, blessed souls, this would seem to be alluding to a passionate interaction, feeling between two lovers, but it's really talking about the human soul and the Most High, and the Most High and the human soul, whoever we may be. You know, there's so many places, blessed souls, that we can look into Tanakh, which is the Torah, the Nevi'im, the teachings of the prophet Kesuvim, the holy writings, which encompasses the Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Lamentations, of course, and Chronicles, the Book of Esther. And we can, two places I'd like to share with you. One is in, I believe it's Proverbs 21:6, where we know that it's written that the Most High dwells within the hearts of men. And not only that, blessed souls, we see also when King David at the point where he knew his time was coming to an end, he charged his son, his king-to-be, Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, that he mentioned to him, as a father would pass on the accumulation of a lifetime of wisdom as King David gathered in, and distill it down to a simple teaching, not only as an instruction for the future king of Israel, who would be Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, but would also be for, as well, all human beings. With that being said, blessed souls, the concept of all nations of the world, which encompasses all the Bnei Noach, the children of Noah, the blessed sons of Noah, who was a blessed man called Noach Ich Tzadik. Noach was a man who was righteous. Righteous in his thoughts, righteous in his speech, and righteous in his actions. Because it was his actions that this very day we have benefit from. He's brought down, blessed souls, in the oral Torah tradition of Israel, that Noach was given a Noach because his father had a spiritual, you might even call it prophetic insight, his father being Lemech, that his father saw that this one shall be called Noach because he shall bring tranquility, rest, to the human race. And it was actually Noach, although it's not credited in the written Torah of Israel, but actually in the oral Torah tradition, that he actually innovated farming tools, which made it easier, even in those days, before they had production line, you know, requirements as we have today. And they didn't have all the ins and outs and difficulties of modern economic systems. Still, they needed to harvest in a way that would be, you know, efficient. So to assist them in their efficiency and to ensure a better crop, Noach designed farming tools. So he was the innovator of farming tools. Now, blessed souls, with that being said, I know from interacting with a lot of different people, wherever they may be, my travels have been so far in this world, several states in America, 7 or 8, 9, maybe 10 states in America, Canada, and various cities in Israel, that there are a lot of people who have what I would call a certain lack of self-esteem in terms of how to approach the Most High. Unfortunately, a lot of people have that lack of self-esteem because they were never educated to step out of the box, which what I would call normative, if anything's normal, normative religious thinking, and try to develop a personal relationship with the Most High. But there needs to be a sense of self-awareness, blessed souls, based on one's own experience, that can help a person climb the ladder of spirituality and feel that they, in fact, can have a personalized relationship with the Most High. Now, how can they do that? Well, the first humble advice given is to consider one's thought process and realizing that one's ability to generate ideas, even without fully analyzing them, is a potent human experience. Not only that, blessed souls, that generally speaking from the inner dimensions of Torah, Chassidut, there are three garments, what we call levushim, of the neshama, and thinking can produce results that extend into action, the world of action. In fact, when we focus intently on a good thought concerning another person or the world at large, that is, in fact, blessed souls, an act. But it's an act that still has to go to the next stage of creation into the world of action. So within the world of thought, the positive thought, when it's focused, is an action. But then, from the world of thought, it must go down to the world of action. Sometimes it also passes through the world of speech. So we see, blessed souls, that thinking, a certain type of thinking, is very fruitful. And we go back to the beginning of creation. There were different types of fruit trees. There was a fruit tree that was associated with Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. And there was a tree that was associated with Eitz HaDas, the tree of knowledge, the Tovara, of good and evil. So, thinking. Okay, yes, there was in fact trees in Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. But allegorically speaking, those trees are also referring to, okay, levels of thought within the human experience. So we can have, in fact, blessed souls, a thought which is emanating ultimately from the tree of life, because the tree of life can be an expression of a level of consciousness of thought, or we can have a thought of good and evil, which is alluding to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. With that being said, blessed souls, we see that since the fall, oh, looks like we have a caller. Let's see who's on. Yes, caller. Hello.
Yes, yes, Brother Don. This is Joseph.
Joseph is a reggae musician superior. And also connected to my nutritional and health betterment. I'm going to publicly apologize to you for the several shows I did where I did not mention your name as the composer of the wonderful song His Water. So I hope you'll accept my apology publicly.
No apology needed, Don. This is the Most High's mission we're on, you know, to uplift the human race into our brothers and sisters, and we're all here together. That's what we're here, you know, that's what it's all for. No apology needed. I'm honored.
Okay. Listen, I don't know if you were listening, but we got about 5 minutes left. Joseph, I've been sharing with all the blessed souls out there about how I sense there's a lot of people out there from my, you know, my trottings in creation, from Canada and the eastern seaboard in Israel, that a lot of people don't know how to approach the Most High sometimes because they're trying to go according to normative religious beliefs, and looking at spirituality as a religion, which I don't really hold by. I know you don't hold by it. And we've also been talking about in brief about how this idea of thought being like a tree, because a good thought bears good fruits, and a thought which is mixed up with good and evil is you know, is like the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Would you like to chime in on this? Give a vibe on it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the thing is to realize that, you know, we have choices, and that's the power of choice that we have. You know, we are created to be able to make choices, and each and every person is given that ability in their mind to be able to weigh and make decisions, process information, and that's why it's so important to study and to gain good understanding of all things, and you know, so the knowledge of good and evil, which is the fruit that our original parents ate, you know, or now around us we see good and evil, you know, and so right now that we must take advantage of the ability to see the result of evil, and so that we learn to never do it again, so that we learn from our mistakes. That's the point of this time period that we're in. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that a good thought, leads to a good action, so it's a good meditation. And, you know, it says in Proverbs, as we think in our hearts, so we are, as we meditate, as we're motivated to be. So this will cause good things to happen, good fruits. And this will be, you know, the reason why it will be everlasting redemption is because never again will we ever go this way again. Like Nahum, the prophet, said, this affliction will not rise up a second time.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to show you, as I did in the beginning of the show, this verse from Proverbs, I think it's 21:6, that the Most High resides in all hearts. Meaning, you know, we're constantly getting messages in our heart and in our mind. And to me, it's such a comfort to know, even though, you know, the day sometimes gets a little funky, we all go through it. But with all that, the Most High is waiting for us patiently, sending us messages through our divine image in our mind and through our heartbeats. You know, I mean, I take comfort in that. Would you like to elaborate how you feel about those type of teachings from Torah?
Well, you know, the heart is our place of motivation, and so when we're motivated to do good things, it just brings out, you know, it basically, you're filled with joy. And when you're connecting to the Most High, which really, you know, how can we say we love the Most High if we don't love our brothers and sisters around us and the creation of the Most High? And so you get filled with this love, and these messages are coming at us all the time, you know, from all levels.
And when we feel the love and share the love, I think we're getting empowered to expand the love.
Yeah, and there's no fence to stop the love. We don't have to say, you know, you only get so much love. This energy, this love, this power, you know, is actually infinite, and will continue to spread.
Amen. Amen. Listen, so we got about 1 minute left. Do you have any upcoming shows?
Yes, I'm actually playing outside of Boise, Idaho, in a place called McCall, Idaho, this weekend. A little festival called Idaho Down. And then I'm playing in Little Rock, Arkansas with Kamani Marley, one of Bob Marley's sons, the Riverfront Fest. And we have a few more shows after that. But check us out at Facebook, Joseph Israel, or MySpace, Joseph Israel. And soon we'll have our website back up, josephisrael.com. Thank you, Don.
We're about to run it. As I mentioned, I typed in a comment on your wall, but I'm going to say it now live on the radio. May the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, fill up the essence of you and yourself and your blessed family and everyone who's coming to your shows, that everyone should realize that your music is reflecting out Shekhinah, because it's reflecting out Torah, which is the ultimate message, internal instruction. And I know that if people just give your music a chance, they're going to hear not just the chords and the bass and the drum, but they're going to feel the godliness, the Elokut, as we say in Hebrew. We're going down about 39 seconds.
Amen.
I know you're going to say amen to that blessing.
Amen.
And just keep on spreading out your music with the power, koyach of Shekhinah, the power of Shekhinah, which is, Shekhinah is also expression of, also in Hebrew, of neighbor. We want the Most High. We welcome the Most High to be our neighbor. We've got about 20 seconds. Joseph,
amen.
Please chime in. You please make the concluding statements for the show.
The prophets return. Babylon burn.
Navim chozrim.
Yeah.
Babylon Nisrafim, that's the Hebrew
Amen.
Version. Okay, shalom, everyone.
Shalom, shalom.
Okay. Wait, hold on, hold on. Okay, Yosef.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a nice end.